Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience instant relief as you tune into your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. I've been using this radio show as a vehicle to show people how we can shift energy, and I have been traveling around the globe sharing this information and meeting really cool people. I have a special guest today, Sharan Sirdar, who I have been working with for the last year and a half. And Sharan is a geneticist by training and her work history, but she's turned epigeneticist from her innermost desire to reveal. Excuse, my dog is deciding to bark here. To reveal the truth about our human potential. She has a degree in microbiology and a master's in human genetics. She worked in the field of genetics for 13 years, identifying genetic mutations for a whole host of genetic diseases, and contributed to scientific papers as well as textbooks. Today, she works specifically with genetic diseases, assisting to release the energy in the form of emotions, beliefs, perceptions that get in the way of the natural flow of the body to bring about positive gene expression. Sharan is a leader in the paradigm shift of revolutionary new field of epigenetics, and she has been featured on Hidden Science TV and Punk Science. She is an author and follows her passion to make easy to understand videos explaining epigenetics. That's not such an easy thing to do, is it, Sharan? Are you there?
Yes, I am, Colette.
Yeah, it's amazing, Sharan, your talent for being able to take very complicated information, you know, that, you know, you have your master's in, and take that down to a video that's so simple that people can understand it. And, you know, that's so cool, and I really, really admire that about you. Welcome so much to The Truth Is Funny.
Thank you so much, Colette. Always good to be here. Ready to have some fun.
I was just saying to Sharan earlier, we just talked a minute before, and I was saying to her, I couldn't remember if when I woke up this morning, if I was on her radio show or if she was on mine. So I just want to let the listeners know that that you can phone in, and if you want to get some energy cleared, 1-800-930-2819. Call in if you want some energy shifted. And we are going to, in the meantime, Sharan and I are going to talk about relationship, because we are we're actually in Birmingham, England at the beginning of October. Mark Kettenbach and myself are doing a relationship rescue, which is one of our energetic upgrade seminars. And Sharan has agreed to speak at our seminar and talk about epigenetics and let people in on what's going on with our genes. So Sharan, go for it. Tell us about this.
It's interesting because really relationships, and you know, you wouldn't think connect relationships with our genes, but there is such, everything's connected. And with the work that you do, you know that, and your listeners who've been listening to you will know that. But it's that aspect of just Well, let's go back a bit here and look at the epigenetics. So epigenetics is where we have our belief and our beliefs, emotions, perceptions that impact our DNA. And so what that means is that the DNA is not rigid in the way that it produces proteins, and which then, you know, give us the mechanisms by which we can function. But it's more that these emotions and perceptions, beliefs, actually impact the way that the DNA is expressed, so that it's not just one way, it's actually 30,000 different ways. So one gene can be read 30,000 different ways.
Wow.
Yeah. So that whole thing it's as if we have so many possibilities, just like, you know, we say with anything that we do, there's so many possibilities. So the genes can be expressed in so many ways. So when we're looking at relationships, we're looking at our own relationship to ourself, for a start, and also with others, because unless we don't have that, the impact on our genes is going to be in a way that, if we say, for example, you don't feel good about yourself, and the emotion of sadness or grief is around, you know, this is kind of the energy that you have within, that's going to impact the way that those genes are expressed. And so it's about actually when we move into that energy of actually being happy with ourselves, being in love with yourself, I guess, and the energy there is completely different. The interesting thing is that Russian scientists have been doing some research on this, and what they found is that when they would target the genes with a particular frequency, it changed the frequency of the DNA into a positive gene expression. And so it was not, you know, you can't walk around with a laser or this frequency machine and zap yourself all the time. But what they found is that things like self-love, kindness, having compassion for yourself, these emotions or traits would allow the genes to be expressed in a positive way, which is huge. And so when we can shift that within ourselves, then obviously everything on the outside begins to shift as well. And so that's
basically
summary.
we are shifting our genes from the inside out.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, and that's what's so interesting, is so many people out there are looking for answers outside of themselves, and the answers really come from within. And when you go within, then you have all the answers. That's what's so funny about it.
It is.
You know, because you're searching and searching outside of yourself for something that, you know, and you're looking in the wrong direction.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so, you know, and every, as you said, you know, every thought that we have, every thought that we have creates, if we have, you know, something come up in our lives, it creates sensations come up in our body. And those are, the sensations are sort of correlated with specific emotions for each person. And what happens is a lot of people get triggered by something, and they right away react to what they consider the emotion is. They feel like, oh, I feel sad, or I feel happy. But you don't really feel sad or happy. You're feeling the emotion of sadness and the emotion of happiness. And so we don't want to automatically go into that place where we automatically react, instead of allowing ourselves to go to our center and be calm and, you know, and be in a place where we can shift it. You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Stephan and my guest today, Sharan Sirdar. When we return, we will share more more energy moving hints, and also we have a caller on the line, so we will be right with you and make some more shift happen.
Myself, because I love you. Yes, yes, I do. When you give me that pretty little pouch, it turns me inside out. There's something about...
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. As nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Do you want to enjoy your salad dressing without the guilt of calories, processed ingredients, salt, and carbohydrates? Galios miso dressings are created in a certified organic plant with all natural organic ingredients. Choose from six delicious flavors. Order your dressings online now and get free shipping. Mention Dr. Pat and you will get an additional 10% discount. Visit www.galeoscafe.com. That's G-A-L-E-O-S-Cafe.com.
Sunshine, go away today. I don't feel much like that.
We're back on The Truth Is Funny with Colette Marie Stephan and my guest today, Sharan Sirdar. Before we continue, Sharan, just share your contact information with everybody.
Thank you. It's www.charansurdar.com. That's C-H-A-R-A-N for November. Sirdar, S-U-R. DHAR.com, and you know, they can find my YouTube channel from there and all that good stuff.
Yeah, and for our seminar that we're doing in Birmingham, you can go to energeticupgrade.com, and you can also find information about that at thetruthisfunny.com. So I just want to let the listeners know that we are taking calls. Sharan and I are here to clear any energy. If you want us to work on anything, just call in and we would be happy to. 1-800-930-2819. And we do have Yulia on the line here from Vermont. And I would just like to say hello to you and see what we can do for you. Are you there, Yulia?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Hi.
Hiya.
Hi. Good morning, Sharan, and good morning, Colette.
Good morning.
Well,
good
morning.
It's actually evening for Sharan because she's in Ireland.
Good afternoon.
Or afternoon.
But that's okay. We go beyond time and space here.
Uh-huh. So what can we do for you?
Well, I am going through a lot of changes in the past couple of years, and I'm trying to search for answers, and I'm trying to make sure that they're coming from within, and I'm not really succeeding always. And yesterday, for example, I did get triggered the way you were just talking about a few minutes ago, and I'm kind of in a fear-panicking mode for the moment.
Okay, so take a deep breath.
Yes.
You have to remember to breathe.
Mm-hmm.
Like, your body will remember, but sometimes what happens is when people get, like, really triggered, they go into this place where they hold their breath. And then
yes,
that
I
just
do that
makes
a lot.
It makes everything feel, like, even more stressful because you're not getting the oxygen in. So it just strengthens you to that, that if you hold your breath, that the oxygen's going to go exactly where it needs to go. So we calm your heart, your systems down, and we also want to strengthen you to your heart right now, so you can feel calm, your heart beat down, your heart expands and it contracts along with the universe. And so the universe isn't a scary place. The universe is a place where it's like a free for all. We can ask for anything we want. And just as if we went into a restaurant and ordered a meal, we can get that. We just have to learn how to ask for it in a way that our energy supports it. So we're just going to strengthen you that you can get everything you want. You can have everything you need. And I just want to get now a number from you on a base. So I have a baseline out of a scale of 1 to 10. How much does it bother you right now?
8.
Okay. So, Sharan, what are you picking up?
No, it's interesting. Julia, what I picked up was it's your heart chakra initially, and there's an emotion of terror. So I cleared that. There's also hopelessness. But also, there's a miasm, which is sort of an inherited ancestral energy of disease. And there's It's interesting which type it is as well. It's the tubercular, which it doesn't mean that, you know, it's tuberculosis as such, but it's impacting your breathing, your lungs, that kind of grief. And that's exactly what came up. There's an emotional grief there. And this miasm was going back 12 generations, so it was ancestral. So that's also been released. And it's as if those kind of things, as we have them, it's like our foundation that we come in with these inherited energies. And what happens is that they then impact the way that we feel, like what we were talking about earlier, about how the genes are then expressed and how you feel and all that. So that's been released now. How are you feeling? And Colette, go ahead.
Hopeful.
How are you feeling, Yulia?
Hopeful.
Okay. So we want to, what Sharan was saying, you notice that both of us zeroed in on your breathing?
Yes.
Okay, so, and what Sharan was saying is also, you know, about the tuberculosis, I just want to explain that a little bit further. Quite often these miasms that we come in with are, you know, sometimes we have spiritual experiences. Some people consider these past lives, call them past lives. You don't necessarily have to believe in past lives for them to have an effect on you, because past lives, many people on the planet have a belief in that, and it creates that for every person on the earth then, because remember, we're all connected. So mm-hmm. I was just picking up, you know, some past lifetime experiences, you know, of black lung, you know, like mining, like when the mm-hmm. miners went in and down your family line. And also, as Sharan said, I'm getting at least 7 like lifetimes of extreme illness or dis-ease of the lungs and of the respiratory system. And so we just want mm-hmm. to delete all of that for you. And we want to strengthen for you to be able to let that go and be able to have your inhalation and your exhalation be even, so that when we have evenness in the body, that allows us to it does many things. It keeps us from aging. It keeps us from you know, the evenness of our spirit, the evenness of our soul. So we just want to strengthen all that for you. so that all of your body, your soul, and your spirit are in a place where you can be stable no matter what's going on around you. We want to strengthen that for you. What number are you at now?
Probably 4.
Yeah, I can feel you. Your energy is just going really soft now. Sharan, what else are you picking up?
I'm also picking up that the solar plexus area, there's panic around there. And that's been cleared and balanced. And also the lungs. There's a lot of emotions there, rejection, sorrow, grief, and self-abuse. Self-abuse is not so much about physical self-abuse, but mental self-abuse. So this isn't working for me, or this is really bad, and this and that kind of thing. So that's been clear too.
Good. Like, so where are you at now, Yulia?
Probably 3.
Yeah, because see, are you starting to notice that, can you feel your energy really shifting right now?
Yes.
Yeah, and so what does that feel like to you? What's the emotion that comes up when you realize that you can calm yourself like this?
Well, I'm feeling more placid. I don't think I feel anything else except that at the moment.
Okay, because this is what I wanted to address, because I'm feeling that you're sort of stepping into more joy right now.
Mm.
And so let's get you into a place where you can accept that. That you could, instead of projecting, like, it's coming up like you kind of group yourself with people that are, or associate yourself with people that have had a hard lifetime, that are hard done by. These are all things that are coming up. You know, that life is hard. It's got to be a struggle. Let's strengthen you into the joy of just allowing the universe, as I said, just to give you what you want with ease and effortlessness.
Yes, please. I was noticing that.
What's that?
I was noticing that about grouping with people, and I was noticing other groups of people and thinking how I would love to be around them instead.
Okay, so this is something that, you know, this is what we are talking about with relationships. If you
yes.
project out to other people that you're suffering and it's a struggle and that you're not able to do things, what happens is you tend to attract people that also feel the same way. And so, you know, that are resonating and tuning into the same radio station, we'll call it, that you are. So what we want to do is we want to strengthen you to look at how you want your future to go and strengthen you to move towards that rather than, you know, staying in this place where you're telling yourself the same old story that doesn't
mm-hmm.
even really belong to you. It belongs more to your ancestors, as Sharan was saying. Sharan, what else are you picking up here?
Again, the heart chakra. Actually, the heart, sorry. And there's heartache around there and also feeling of vulnerability. So what you're saying about the groups and feeling vulnerable about that aspect and panic too. So that's also been cleared.
Okay. Yulia, where are you at now?
Yes. 2.
Okay, so we're going to take another break here. And while we do, Sharan and I are going to just come back. When we come back, we're just going to check in with you and see if we can get you all the way down to 0 where we want you.
Thank you.
I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny. I have Sharan Sirdar here with me. She's an epigeneticist and a brilliant energy mover, and her and I have a lot of fun working together. And if you would like to call in and have us shift anything for you, 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back to make some more shift happen.
Yeah. Electric, we stock a full line of major appliances with brands like Maytag, Whirlpool, Sub-Zero, Wolf, Bosch, and KitchenAid. No matter if you are looking to buy a dishwasher, refrigerator, stove, cooktop, washer, dryer, or oven, we have it in stock. You get the same brands and prices as the big box stores with small town service and the hospitality that you deserve. Our dedicated staff know all of our products in and out, and we've been in business for over 80 years. So come see us at Marone Electric, family owned and operated at 170 Main Street in Westerly. We even offer free delivery. Again, we're Marone Electric, 170 Main Street in Westerly, and you can call us at 401-596-2102. Again, 401-596-2102. We're Marone Electric.
Online at MaroneElectric.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformations Talk Radio.
You're so busy, running around like a chicken with your head cut off. How about a wonderful, relaxing, tranquil vacation on the most beautiful island in the world? Nothing but surf, sun, sand, great food and drink. Picturesque bluffs, hundreds of feet high overlooking the ocean. We're talking about Block Island. New England Airlines will get you there in 12 minutes. You can spend the night or go for the day. Reservations can be made by calling 401-596-2460. New England Airlines, the only way to go.
I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Call in if you want an opportunity to shift your life for better. Sharan Sirdar and I are here today taking calls 1-800-930-2819. We have Yulia here, and before the break, we were just shifting her because she was feeling that she was having panic attacks and feeling a lot of unresolved grief. Yulia, how are you feeling now?
It feels like it's fluctuating between, I would say, 1 and 2, somewhere there. The moment I think about the issue that bothers me, financial, for example, that was bothering me for the last couple of days, it goes up to 2, but then it kind of drops up to 1.5, maybe lower.
Awesome, awesome, because you were at an 8. And
yes.
So this is an example of how quickly we can really shift out of these energies. And I just want to explain this a little bit about the subconscious mind. You know, if we go, the subconscious mind is developed around until about we're at the age 6-7 years of age, and so that's why a lot of times that's the subconscious mind, when we get triggered in that, that's what kicks in, and a lot of that is the thoughts of our ancestors, and it's the thoughts of the collective influence and all the people around. And I was just saying to Sharan during the break, when we were energetically connecting with this with you, we both felt like she started stretching, and I was like, yeah, like I was looking at my cat. And I was thinking about how my cat never just jumps up unless she's startled. My cat, you know, puts one paw and then the next and stretches herself out. And that's what I was seeing for you, is just stretching and allowing yourself to stretch yourself in your, you know, in all the different aspects of your being. And so that you're not holding yourself back, in ways that because it feels more comfortable, because that's the way you've always been. And this is a lot of the energy that I've been picking up lately from a lot of people. Sharan, do you want to continue with this?
Yeah. When you said money, because I was continuing to clear as you were speaking, and what came up was the sacral chakra and panic. There's been a lot of panic that's been released. So it's not any coincidence that that's how you're kind of experiencing it and feeling panic and anxiety. So the sacral chakra is very much connected to your relationships with things, with yourself, with the money, with everything. So that was cleared. But what was interesting was another miasm, but this time it's coming from your mum. So there's another ancestral generational disease that's coming through. And it was interesting. It's 27 generations ago. It was a female. And she was also experiencing panic at that time. So that panic is in you. Because everything's here and now. So that was cleared, and that allowed the miasm to then clear from all the generations. And if you have children too, it's clearing from them as well.
That's wonderful.
How are you,
I'm so grateful.
Where are you at now, Yulia?
I'm probably close to zero at the moment.
Okay, so we're just going to strengthen your perception so that you can take in all of this shifting. And, you know, feel free to email me at Colette.thetruthisfunny@gmail.com and let me know how you're doing.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Thank you, Julia.
So, Sharan, this really brings up something that you and I were talking about earlier. And we wanted to, Sharan and I are picking up a lot of energy. You know, there's so much talk of war all over the planet right now, more so than, you know, in the last few weeks than we've had for a long time. And it feels like that's something that we would like to shift on this show to remind people to be able to go calm and find their calm place and go into this place where you're able to sort of shift out of the panic that the people are feeling around the planet. Sharan, do you want to talk a little bit about that, how that affects our bodies? And
yeah, because, I mean, what we were talking about earlier about relationships and everything is a relationship. And until we aren't peaceful with ourselves, that cannot be represented for us on the outside, and that's difficult for us to see sometimes, isn't it? Because it's as if everything on the outside is separate from us, and there isn't. It isn't really. You know, the book that I've written on Ho'oponopono, which is the tool to clear, it's based on that. It's based on the fact that when we can clear within ourselves, then everything on the outside also clears. And everything on the outside is just a representation of what's going on inside. So if we're at war inside ourselves, which is not maybe something on a conscious level, but more of a subconscious level, then it's going to be represented on the outside. And the thing is that, you know, on another level, we're also feeling fear as we experience this, or read the news or watch the TV or anything that we hear. And so those emotions are then going to be impacting the way that we feel as well, on an energetic level as well as also on a physical level. And then it's kind of just feeding everything on the outside as well. So it's always about coming back to peace within ourselves, and that peace will then be represented on the outside.
Yeah, and, you know, when you were talking about that, I was thinking about, you know, when people, you know, your body parts, you know, a lot of the left side of your body is generally more the feminine, creative aspects, and the right side is more the masculine, let's go for it. And so a lot of times people will have an unevenness from the right side of their body to the left side of the body, from the front of the body to the back of the body. I'm just correcting that. Also, so that everybody that is listening right now or will be listening later, that you can actually feel that you can stand on this earth and your left foot and your right foot can be even. And so that you're not leaning on, you know, too much on your masculinity or too much on your femininity, not allowing this evenness in all the different aspects. Many of us go through life right now and we're busy doing, run. And, you know, like for a lot of parents, the children are out of school, and it kind of disrupts the routine that we have when they are in school. And so we want to strengthen everybody to that when there's any disruption in the daily routine, or there's a lot of talk right now about, you know, all this war talk. We want to strengthen that it doesn't trigger these memories from all of our ancestors up and down the family line of, you know, being not, you know, all the panic around that, and being the word is actually that's coming up is bombarded. And it was really interesting because I think it was about two weeks ago that I had Phil on the show, and we were correcting energy for a couple of people, and I just want to explain this to people. Even if you didn't phone in and you didn't, and you're just listening before or after or during while we're doing this, you may find, like, there is one lady that she emailed and said she wanted to thank Phil and I because it really shifted her, but she was finding, like, she felt shaky, you know, for, like, because the energy was moving out of her for about a day after and felt really tired. So we just want to strengthen everybody to that, you know, when you're moving energy, it's not always super comfortable. you know what I'm saying, Sharon?
Yes, very much so.
Yeah, so, you know, we want to get everybody to be really okay with that. Like, you know, people rarely really achieve great things when they're totally comfortable with where they're at. So that, you know, if you're really comfortable with where you're at, usually there's not really a reason that's worthwhile to change. So we just want to get everybody into that place where you kind of expand your horizons, like I was saying with Yulia, where you could meet new people and you could go, you know, have different experiences than that you're having right now. And this is, like, very important for people to acknowledge, is that our comfort zone, we want to sometimes allow ourselves to step out of that comfort zone and step into the discomfort and just do it for a split second, feel it, and then allow yourself to let it go. Sharon, let's talk a little bit more about that, because you know what that does to the physiology of the cells, right?
Yes. You mean the discomfort?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, yeah, because if you have that energy around it, it's just like, you know, having any other emotion that would then impact the way that the genes are expressed. And like I said, you know, because the genes are expressed in so many different ways, you know, you have the positive aspects of proteins that actually help with growth and having an immune system that's healthy. So all of this is contributed by how we feel. And the other thing is also that we have what's called the HPA axis, which is the hypothalamus pituitary and adrenal triangle. And when we're impacted by any of this from the outside or whatever is going on, the hypothalamus is triggered to actually send the messages to the pituitary and the adrenals to actually produce either stress hormones, or whether it's to say to the body that actually we're okay, you know, you're good, everything's fine, you haven't got a lion in front of you, you know, to run away from. So it's about actually, when you get that signal then goes to the cells, and then it tells the cells what to produce, and so how the gene expression is. So it's a huge
there's
topic.
So many factors, isn't it, that can influence this. This is Colette Marie Stephan with The Truth is Funny, and we will be right back with Sharon Sirdar to correct some more energy and to explain how this all really works. We'll be right back.
To Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Gwenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GwennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top-line doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high-quality homeopathic, such as Pecanus Spigyric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Just like the wild ranger sings the song.
This is Colette Marie Stephan, and you are listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. My guest today is Sharan Sirdhar. We've been joining forces to clear some energy. Just before the break, we were talking about the adrenal glands and the panic right now that a lot of people are feeling. And both Sharan and I felt like this wave come in just from the collective consciousness, a wave of, it's like a big yawn, actually. And so so people also understand this, that yawning is also a way that a lot of people clear energy. So if you're yawning right now, just let it go. Allow yourself to let this panic energy that's really, really prevalent on the planet right now is what we were picking up. Sharan, would you like to talk a little bit about this?
Yeah, because we are, like you said, we were talking about the HPA axis before, and if there's this collective influence of panic that's putting everyone into that state of heightened immunity, and as a result, then that also then impacts the way we feel. You know, it's that vicious cycle of how we feel, how our body reacts, and then because the body's reacting that way, then we continue to feel that way. So it's about, like you say, you know, strengthening yourself to the fact that we are picking up this information in a way that we can recognize it and not allow that cycle to what's the word I'm looking for? Kind of just, it just keeps going and going like a hamster wheel.
Yeah, and so we don't want to, it's like getting rooted in that, the path that that neurological path that you have in your brain that goes to the same old panic when the same old thing is happening is what's coming up. There's a lot of people on this planet, our ancestors, that have experienced a lot of war situations. And there's so much talk of that right now on this planet. Let's strengthen everybody to look at the beauty and the joy of the planet. I spoke about a couple weeks ago when I had an experience with a deer that, followed me and my dog. And, you know, I sat with this deer and I talked to it, and which may sound kind of funny, but the message that she was, like, wanting to send is gentleness. being gentle, being gentle with yourself. So there's a lot of people out there right now that are kind of beating themselves up, and there's a lot of energy around it. Astrological energy is coming in that, you know, it's a little bit like, you know, scratchy energy. That's the irritating energy is the way it's coming up. And so we want to strengthen everybody's body, soul, and spirit, the triad. We want to have really, really strong external boundaries to this information. And what I mean by that is not like trying to protect yourself from this information or that. Just allow it to move through you and let yourself feel what's going on for you, and then clear it energetically. So it's going to strengthen everybody to that, to have these very strong boundaries. And I'm also getting a very strong connection to source energy for everyone here, so that, you know, we can connect with our higher selves, and then through our higher selves we can connect to our highest existence. And all the divine beauty, divinity is coming up, not divine, but divinity of the beauty of this perfect structure of the fabric of the universe. And so many of us have been taught that the world is a scary place that's always moving into discord. You know, what quantum physicists call entropy, like where if your house is, if you don't keep your house, keep up with your house, it will automatically go into a state of messiness and clutter. And we want to strengthen actually to the fabric of the universe, the perfect structure of it, strengthen that for everybody, that there's perfect order in our bodies, there's perfect order in all of our systems, there's perfect order in our minds is actually what's coming up. So we just strengthen that. Sharan, would you like to add to that at all?
I'm glad you made that distinction about it's not about keeping away from all that, because a lot of people feel that, oh, I'll keep away from it because I don't want to look at it. And yet that is coming from fear as well. So I'm glad you made that distinction. But while you were saying all that, what came up for me was the sacral chakra again, and that's the womb. To me, it's the, so this is for the collective clearing, and the womb is where we have the heart. You know, it's like where we give birth, where creation happens. And it was, is what was causing that to be imbalanced was there was, it's as if there was the earth and the planet and everyone on it had a broken heart from shock. And so just clearing that shock and then just bringing that heart, the global heart back together.
Yeah, that's what I was actually getting the cosmic heart, like bigger than even the earth itself. Way out there, all the way out to the universal cosmic heart. We just strengthen that. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but that was coming in really strong. The sadness, the grief that a lot of people are feeling, the nervousness. Let's just bring that down and strengthen everybody. You know, we have all this information coming in. And information equals energy, and that energy, when we're sort of fighting with ourselves with that energy, what happens is it makes us feel nervous. And so we just want to pull that energy down and ground everybody and recognize that we are traveling in fast times right now because of all this access of information, but that no matter what, we're not going to go into overwhelm, and we're going to be able to handle it. Just break it down into smaller pieces that we can handle, and allow ourselves to feel it instead of suppressing it, because that suppression, you know, it's going to show up somewhere in your body. Isn't that so, Sharan?
Yeah. And this global heart just coming together allows us to move forward in that way with compassion and with peace in our hearts.
Okay, so let's just strengthen that for everybody. If you just take a deep breath and feel that we, each and every one of us, as we have more peace or have peacefulness within us, that's the energy we are putting out to other people. That's the energy that we're putting out to the entire planet and to the entire universe. So this gentleness that I was talking about, that this deer showed me, is just like and kind of like allowing you know, not to be so serious about everything that's so heavy, you know, everything. Let's strengthen everybody to the lightheartedness and the beauty of stepping into that. Anything else you want to add, Sharon?
No, it just feels like the energy is really moving on that.
Yeah, it's really warm.
it's very nurturing.
Yeah. And this is, this is kind of why you and I are putting ourselves out there in this way to share this information, because, as each and every one of us steps into this, as I said, we allow others to also support that. And, we were talking about earlier, I just wanted you to just give everybody your contact information again one more time here. So if they want to reach you, they can.
Yes, it's www.sharonsodar.com. And what you just said there about the seminar and how, it's this is it, with the global or the cosmic heart, is that allows, it's just a representation of us, in that we can step into that full heart and be present to ourselves. That's when everything just shifts.
Absolutely, and I wanted to bring this up because when you're saying this, when Mark and I had our first seminar, energetic upgrade seminar in Germany in May, what we noticed, and we pointed this out to the people in the room, is, we had all these people clearing all this energy, and when the energy peaked and got really like, where people were, where someone was really moving a lot of energy and feeling a lot of discomfort, what would happen is it just would get cloudy and it would start to pour. And then as soon as you could feel the energy lightening up and shifting, what would happen is the energy would go into, like the sun would come out. And so this is, this is kind of what we can reflect inside. People, if you want to get in touch with me, you can get in touch with me at energeticupgrade.com, thetruthisfunny.com, and also on Facebook and Twitter at The Truth is Funny with Colette. And Sharon, it was such a pleasure having you on the show, and I really look forward to connecting with you again. And just any last words?
I was feeling the warmth of that and just knowing that it's spreading, it's rippling out.
Awesome. Thank you, everyone. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right? Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Do you want to enjoy your salad dressing without the guilt of calories, processed ingredients, salt, and carbohydrates? Galios miso dressings are created in a certified organic plant with all natural organic ingredients. Choose from six delicious flavors. Order your dressings online now and get free shipping. Mention Dr. Pat and you will get an additional 10% discount. Visit www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOSCafe.com.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenn Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top-line doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high-quality homeopathic, such as Pecanus Spigeric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.